Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, COVID-19 has been extremely challenging for a number of industries, and along with tourism and hospitality, the performing arts have arguably been the worst hit. But for most musicians, the struggle to make ends meet is not a new one, but it is a particularly difficult one. While streaming platforms have seen their profits soar in recent years, the artist cut has dwindled, and a new campaign called Justice at Spotify hopes to redress that balance. Cody Fitzgerald is an organiser at the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers and a musician himself, and he joins me now. Cody, how are you today?
Good. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Very good. So tell me the extent of things with Spotify. It seems there's almost an open state of war between young emerging musicians, and in particular Spotify's CEO, Daniel Ek, who has said some kind of very, very damning things of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a really huge article about Ek recently where he basically said that if musicians want to make money, they should make more albums. That kind of sounds like a statement from someone who's never made an album or knows how much work goes into it. But it also was pretty alarming to hear the person who is running the biggest music company in the world currently say that he doesn't want to pay artists fairly and won't even consider it, and instead wants them to just do more work for no money.
Right. I think other things he's saying is that they need to be more proactive about their albums and, you know, promote them on social media, put more work into them, basically, that you can't just go about things the way you used to, putting an album out and hoping people find their way to it.
As a musician myself and knowing many musicians, to say that artists don't already do that is a completely absurd idea. I think what we're wondering is, where is the money? You know, we currently make 0.3 cents every stream. And that's, just to put it in perspective, it would take like 780 streams to buy an average cup of coffee in America. That just is not what music is worth to people. And people know that's not what music is worth to them. And yet we get paid nothing for it.
Right. So what do you want it to go to? How much are you arguing for to get paid per stream?
Our current ask, which seems like the most reasonable thing to me, is literally a cent. It's just 1 cent per stream. That's all we're asking for. We're asking to be paid at least 1 cent per stream. And, you know, we're not saying this is the end all and be all of what we're going to be asking from Spotify, but it's a start. It's a start that I'm sure they will barely... they won't say they can do that, but that's what we're asking for. We think that we need to be paid more fairly, and a cent per stream is a start.
Right. Can they afford that? I mean, I don't want to sing the praises of Spotify in any way, but would that put them under? Are they breaking even? Are they generating those kind of incomes?
You know, our position as a union of musicians who's not being paid fairly is, if Spotify... which has made all of its money on the back of musicians making art for them and then putting it on their platform. If Spotify didn't have that music on their platform, Spotify wouldn't exist in the first place. And if they can't pay those musicians fairly, then they don't deserve to exist.
Well, if they went away, though, would that not be counterproductive? Because, you know, it is a way of getting your music out to the entire world at one time. And there are loads of stories of young emerging artists who just take off on playlists, get loads of streams. Maybe they don't make much money out of it, but their careers certainly get a great shot in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting argument. I think what we're saying is Spotify can figure out how to pay us, because we need to be paid, and we are the workers that are making them the money that they're currently making. And if Spotify can't pay us, and alternatives have to be built, those alternatives will be built. But for now, we're just asking for them to do what is fair. And, you know, in terms of talking about artists who get a boost from Spotify, currently Spotify has a lot of deals with a lot of major labels that are not transparent, and we want to see what those deals are. We want to see where Spotify is spending money and, you know, where all of that ad revenue and all of that data collecting revenue is going, and what is going behind the scenes at Spotify, a company that purports to be a company for musicians. You know, Daniel Ek has said in the past that he wants, you know, to give 1 million creative artists the opportunity to live off their art, but But that's not currently what's happening. It takes 263 streams to get $1. So it's not, it's just not a reasonable, it, things aren't adding up, you know, things just aren't right. adding up.
What, he doesn't look like the kind of man who's going to play ball. So what would you do if he doesn't? I mean, what cards have you got to play against Spotify?
You know, I think we're in the beginning of a very, of a long movement for this. We are a nascent union. We just formed in, you know, in the midst of this, in the midst of the COVID crisis. And, we launched this campaign on Monday and it already has over 12,000 signatures on it. Our idea is to build a united front and to deliver the demands to Spotify in person and do continuing actions as we go forward, start getting in touch with lawmakers and to start building a real movement around this. I think our initial, you know, thought is if we can build, you know, build awareness about it initially and then build to bigger campaigns, that's kind of where we're going.
Okay. Is one of the possible things you could do a withdrawal of services that you would refuse, artists would refuse to put their music on Spotify?
I think that's definitely something we could go for. It's not where we're at yet. The amount of artists we would need on board to do that is just incredibly high. And so, you know, as you know, there's millions of artists on Spotify. So we need to get to that point of people being that fed up with the industry. And I think getting our message out to bigger artists, you know, if we could get some of the bigger name artists on board with this idea of how Spotify is not really paying them, which many bigger name artists have said this in the past and have said so to basically no avail. If we can build a big movement around that and with bigger name artists on board, then something like that could totally be possible in the future.
Okay. So to get the bigger artists, because when Tidal launched, wasn't Tidal supposed to be more artist friendly and was
yes.
launched by people like Madonna and other huge names. Do they pay more money?
They do actually pay more money. Yeah. I mean, basically every streaming service does pay more than Spotify. I mean, okay. not that they pay an insane amount more, but they do pay more.
Right. Is it a significant amount more?
I mean, it's, you know, if we're asking for a cent right now, so that seems like not a significant amount to most people, but it is three times more than Spotify pays. I believe Tidal is pretty close to a cent already.
Really? That's a huge difference. Because some people, you know, can quite easily get a million streams. Sometimes a song can take off by a young band. I did notice one thing. I was Taylor Swift's PR was singing around about the fact that she became one of the biggest artists on Spotify with her recent album and had made something like 2 million from it in streams in a very short period. That strikes me as very unfair, that the people who really need it are new and emerging artists. Do you think maybe a kind of a graduated scale might be a better answer, that, you know, for your first few thousand or few hundred thousand, you get paid more than you do for the two or third or fourth million?
I'm not sure. I think that artists deserve to get paid, you know, for their work. And that work, even if you're a giant artist, you're still doing the work and you deserve to get paid for that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Spotify has built a company around saying that they're a company for musicians that has saved the music industry. And we're just trying to point out that they have not saved the music industry and that they're not for musicians and that we need to find a way for them to be for the musicians they purport to be for.
Right. What would you be advising young artists so at the moment? Because I know a lot of young bands who are refusing to go on Spotify, and they're saying they're putting their albums up on Bandcamp, and Bandcamp are doing a thing on Fridays where all the money goes to the artist if you buy a copy of it. And I know more and more people doing that, more and more emerging artists. What would you say to them?
I think that's great. I mean, I love Bandcamp. I have Bandcamp as well. And I think that, you know, the Bandcamp Fridays have been a really amazing way to pay artists during this pandemic when we can't make any money from live shows. I think that's a great way to start. And it's great to hear that. And they should sign up for the campaign and get in touch with us and start working towards a better music industry.
Okay. Would you still be saying to them to not go on Spotify, though? Because it does seem a little bit to me, although it makes a point, a little bit counterproductive.
I mean, you know, it's the issue right now is that Spotify is such a huge company that it's hard for artists to not be on Spotify. And we need to build a bigger movement to start something of a campaign around that situation. We can't start from, you know, we have to build enough collective action for that to be a reasonable campaign.
Okay. Well, listen, Cody, the very best of luck with it. And I think it's long overdue because I don't think it's fair at all. I think a fool can look in at it and see the rights are just not fair. So thanks very much for joining me. Cody Fitzgerald there, organizer of the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers in the Musician itself. Thanks very much for that. You're listening to News Talk. It's Tom Dunn with you. News Talk 106 to 108. If you want to get in touch, 53106 is the text number. Later in the show, bring you TV on the radio. But up next, socially distant bats.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.